This episode contains real-life 000 call audio and may be distressing for some listeners. Listener discretion is advised.
Emergency services.
I've just had a bottle thrown through my window. Luckily, I wasn't standing in front of the window or I'd be dead.
Is the other person who threw it still there?
Which one did it?
I beg your pardon?
Is the person who's done it still there?
Well, we think so. I have a neighbour from opposite who thought he saw two kids, and we now see have the same two kids.
Okay, just bear with me. I'm going to make some notes, okay?
This is IM 000. True stories behind Victoria's 000 service. This podcast is brought to you by 000 Victoria. I'm your host, Rochelle Jackson. Have you ever wondered what it's like to be a police call taker? In this episode, you'll hear from Daniel Williams about how he got to be in the role and what it's like taking emergency calls from a member of the public like Marion. She called 000 when someone threw an object through her window. You'll also gain insight into the recruitment process and training involved.
My name's Daniel. I'm a police call taker and dispatcher for 000 Victoria. I've been with the organisation for 2 years now, call taking for about 12 months before I trained in a police dispatch, as well as taking SES and fire calls as needed. Before I was with 000, I worked through Ampol and McDonald's and other retail organisations for about 10 years in some management roles, and was just looking for something a bit more meaningful, wanting to give back to the community. So I applied for police and 000 at the same time. And they were looking for police call takers at the time, so I thought I'd have a go. And here I am.
How would you describe your role as a call taker?
I would say it's fulfilling, yet difficult. It can be a very stressful role. It can be sometimes a bit close to home, depending on what you've gone through and what you hear over the phone. I imagine when someone calls 000, it's one of the worst scenarios they can be in. It's not a good day when you call 000.
What does your role entail as a police call taker, Daniel?
So when calls come through, people will be answered by Telstra, who then ask what service you require and what state. And when asked for Victoria Police, that's when they will come through to a call taker like myself. I'm in the Ballarat call centre. We then get a job code that's created for us, and we go from there trying to get people's location and a quick rundown of what's happening to get them the response as fast as they can, and then go through a series of questions that we have to answer depending on what is happening there.
In actual fact, you're a liaison between the caller and the emergency service sector or organisation.
Yeah, that's correct. We try to best summarise what you tell us so that police read what is going on there to best analyse how to respond.
What's the brief that you have as a police call taker?
You can deal with anything from bomb threats, marine rescue, collisions, anything family related, disputes with neighbours, noise complaints, anything where a police unit needs to attend and there's something to be done there, we'll be taking the call. So Marion had called because someone had come past and thrown something through her front window. And as you can imagine, late at night, that isn't exactly a calming scenario. And she was cool as a cucumber on the phone, giving me the answers that I needed to make sure we could get her the police response that was required. But as I would imagine, she wasn't having a great time out there, having to be woken up by something like that. And you're not sure what's going to happen or what's going to result from that. But yeah, just processing the call as quick as we can, make sure the police are notified of actually what's happening there. She did a really great job on the line.
Did it smash the front window?
It smashed a side window. Some of the bottle is outside, the rest of the bottle is inside, plus all of my windows.
Okay, smash the window to the house. All right. And I'm just making some notes. So your neighbour stated the offender...
Yeah, my neighbour, he saw them. He was out the front sweeping.
And you're with them now, is that right?
Yes.
And I think it was an object had been thrown through one of the windows. Did she fear that someone was actually there, maybe an intruder?
In the moment, 100%. Because why else would that happen? What can you expect? And you don't know what's going to happen. We have to get the matter-of-fact statements for what's actually occurred. But in the mind of the victim on the scene, you don't know what's going to transpire, do you?
And Marion was very switched on. She sort of seemed to understand exactly what was involved. Is that how you'd describe it?
100%. We need the matter-of-fact statements so that police can triage the calls that they get coming through to each unit. And being able to get that information out of the callers is pretty important. We're only as good as the caller's information sometimes. And it was good of her to be able to answer those questions so quickly for us.
Anyone injured needing ambulance?
No.
And any drugs or alcohol involved?
I don't know.
Not sure. No,
they look too young for that, I have.
Yeah, okay. Thank you. And you were wanting to see police when they get there?
Yes, please.
Okay. All right, I've notified police there for you, okay?
Thank you.
Public Safety Training Officer Jared Sultan from the 000 Victoria Learning Centre trains people like Daniel to become police call takers. He facilitates new staff training from day one through theory and job training in the classroom to the operations floor.
Yeah, so with our training here, we're actually a registered training organisation. So when you are training with 000, you're actually gaining a qualification, a Certificate 3 in Emergency Communications. So the volume of learning to be fully qualified is 12 months. However, our classroom runs for, it's an 8-week classroom. So we do 4 weeks of theory training, and then the second 4 weeks we do on-the-job training. After that, you are operating independently, taking live calls, but you're still working towards gaining your certificate with the volume of learning that you need.
So, Jared, tell me what are the biggest challenges for someone walking in off the street and training and becoming a police call taker? What are some of the biggest challenges they face?
My opinion, the biggest challenge is just having the communication skills to deal with a range of different people's emotions or backgrounds. You've got people that are calling in who are calm because of something they saw earlier in the day, and then you've got someone calling in because they're in a crisis at that moment. And you're not always going to be able to just have a regular back and forth conversation with someone on the phone and get the information you need. Sometimes you need to be able to extract information with someone who's, you know, in a hysterical state. So it can be really challenging to be able to do, but we teach people the skills to manage callers and to control the call themselves, to be able to get the information quickly and get the right information to keep everyone safe.
Would you recommend police call taking as a vocation?
100%. I originally was tossing up between ambulance and police, not knowing which way to go with the organisation. And police has been very valuable to me, I think. I've learnt a lot on patience, I would say, with callers, especially with heightened situations on the phone. We still have a job to do and certain answers that we have to get out of our callers. Yeah, it's home for me now. I love this job.
The police investigated Marion's break-in, and unfortunately, the person wasn't located. But Marion was appreciative of police call taker Daniel's prompt response. I think at the end of the day, she certainly felt very happy with you being on the call, and she wanted to also thank you.
No worries. Thanks very much, Marion. Appreciate it.
If you're interested in becoming a call taker at 000 Victoria or working with us in one of the many other roles, visit our website 000.vic.gov.au.